He will see of his way. Hallelujah.
Oh. And he will teach us of his way.
Oh, my Lord.
And he will teach us of his way.
In his
path. Oh. For the Lord shall walk us out of Zion. And the
and he will teach us of his way.
Teach us, Lord.
And he will walk in your path.
We want to walk in your path, Lord. For the
Lord shall help us out of Zion. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Amen.
We will teach us of his way.
And
we
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you very much.
Our God, we say thank you
for gathering us again.
Oh, we gather we back.
We thank you for blessing and feeding us.
We say thank you for we bless we and you feed we.
Thank you for healing us.
We say thank you for what you heal we.
Thank you for the deliverance that you have brought.
Thank you for the deliverance we bring for we.
Thank you for the liberty you are giving us.
We say thank you for the freedom we you don't give we.
We thank you for visiting us.
We say thank you for what you come spend we.
And we'll come again today.
We don't come back today.
That you might visit us afresh.
So that you will come spend we back.
We glorify your name.
We
exalt your name, O God.
We raise your name up.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We have been looking at a series of teachings.
We don't really look on teaching them.
And we have done three.
We don't do three.
And it remains five.
And $5.
And today is the last night.
And today is the last night.
Today, not today.
Today, not today.
Today, not today.
Today, not today.
At least we are going by 1 o'clock.
We left at 1 o'clock.
That means we'll do automatic night vigil all night.
Straight away, all
night. You know, Paul had all night the last day of his stay in Ephesus. You know, the Ephesus.
When Paul been going to Ephesus, the last day he get all night.
Yes.
Okay, so today is our own last day.
So today now we own last day.
I think. We may not need to have all night.
We'll not forget all night anyway.
It's in the hands of the Spirit of God, not in my hands.
It's in our God's hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the first night we were talking about our redemption in Christ.
The first night, we will talk about redemption.
And we say God has redeemed us from darkness.
Say God don't pull we from darkness.
And, you know, the darkness is within and outside.
The darkness is inside and outside.
And we are saying that this darkness is inside the soul.
We say this darkness here is there inside the soul.
And it has spread to our bodies.
It don't spread now your body.
And in fact, it has even separated our soul from the spirit.
In fact, it don't separate the soul from the spirit.
And then God sent his blood.
And God sent his blood.
And delivered us.
And he set us free.
And opened the door.
He opened the door.
And then light began to shine in our hearts.
Light began to shine.
And we are following the light.
With the follow the light.
Amen. So light has come in. And
so light don't come.
The Bible says that the light shines in darkness.
The Bible says the light is shining in darkness.
So the light is increasing.
So the light the big more and more.
You know, God has a plan for us.
God get plan for me.
It's like somebody who goes to buy land.
Just tell like somebody where you go for go buy land.
You buy the land, then you go, you leave it.
You buy the land, you go.
You must have a plan for the land.
A person, you must get plan for that land.
So God has redeemed us.
So God don't redeem me.
And he has a plan.
And he get plan.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and in the, my own understanding.
The way I understand.
I think that, you know, that God has different types of, you know, promises and inheritance that he has planned for us.
God gets different kind of things that we don't keep, we don't plan for it.
So the Bible says, eye has not seen.
Bible says, yeah, did not see that thing.
Ear has not heard.
Yes, not hearing and yes.
What God has planned.
The thing that way God gets in store for it.
But they are revealed to us by the Spirit.
God don't make we know them.
By the Spirit.
By his Spirit.
So as we come together.
So as we come together.
God by his Spirit begins to show us.
By God
he reveal to us.
In the beginning for show we.
You know his plan for us.
In plan for we.
And through the plan he begins to draw our hearts
and
closer
by
to
that
him.
Plan in the beginning for draw we hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
And we said one of the major plans or calling that God has for us.
And we say one main plan where God get for we
is that he has called us to be priests of God.
Say that he don't call we for make we be in priests.
Amen.
Amen.
And that in fact all man is priest.
In fact all man are priests. Everybody here are priests.
Even outside they are priests.
Even the people in the world.
So the thing is it depends on what type of priest you are.
Who in priest you be?
Priest of darkness or priest of light?
You are priest of darkness or you are priest of light?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then the other day we looked at the second aspect.
The other day we looked the other part.
And we said God has called us so that we can be joined and become one with him.
So God don't call we so that we will join and make we be one with him.
So it says he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
So the one way joined to God in and one spirit.
And that the bridegroom is coming to the bride.
And that the bridegroom is come to the occur they come to the Yahoo.
And it's coming to the bride at midnight.
And middle night now they come.
And we know the world is going towards midnight, isn't it?
We say the one world they go towards middle night.
So it means the time when God will take off his place and position in the soul of man, in man, is drawing close also.
So it means in the time when God can take his position inside mortal man's soul, he can near and near.
So today, I will try to summarize the other five aspects.
I will try for doing now, for make that other five the short one.
You know, we don't have much time.
Because we don't get bokute.
So, I will just summarize it.
So what I will do, I will just make a short one.
So that the elders will teach.
So what are we going to do?
Amen.
The elders now, they're going to be for teaching now.
The elders will go and study it and come and teach you.
The elder will go and go and study and then they come and teach you.
So, and not just the elder, all of us.
Not to the elder, no more. We'll
go and study it.
We'll go and study.
It's also in the tabernacle, so it's
and
there.
It's inside the tabernacle.
Now, the third aspect of our inheritance in Christ.
The third part that we'll get inside Christ
is that God has called us to be sons of God.
Say that God don't call we for being boy to king.
Now, some people say God has called us to be gods.
Some people then talk, say God don't call we for being to be God.
How many gods are in this room? If you are a God, can you raise your hand?
How many gods are in this room? If you're not God, raise your hand.
God, Ide, are you a God? God, Ide.
Well, are you not God? God, Ide.
No.
But are you God? You bad.
Well, are you not God? You bad.
The Bible says you are gods.
But the Bible talks you are not God.
You are gods.
The Bible talks you are not God.
So how are you denying what God says you are?
What do you mean you deny?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know. So, it has created confusion before because we didn't understand.
Yes.
It don't make people confused before because they not understand.
So the Bible says the heavens belong to God.
The Bible says the heaven are God data.
The earth He has given to the sons of men.
He says the world He don't give to
Hallelujah.
The sons of men. Yes.
Okay, good. And when Jesus resurrected,
when Jesus grabbed back after He don't die.
In John chapter 20, do you know what he said?
John chapter 20, you know what he said?
He told them, say, put your hand, touch me.
He told them, say, touch me.
Give me fish to eat.
Give me chop for it.
They brought fish.
And bring fish.
They brought bread.
And bring bread.
He ate it.
He eat them.
What did he say?
What did he say?
He says, look at me, I am not a spirit.
He said, look me, me not a spirit.
For a spirit does not have flesh and bone.
You see, spirit, flesh,
amen.
Not the bone.
Amen.
Amen.
Ah, where was the blood of Jesus?
What's up?
Because He has poured out the blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If you don't pour Him blood out.
Because when He died, all the blood was released.
When He died, all the blood came out.
So it was just bone and the flesh that was remaining.
So now bone and flesh.
Hallelujah. So even Jesus, when He resurrected.
So Jesus saved Him. When He got back after He don't die.
He was not a spirit.
In not to be spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, he said, let me go to my God.
In fact, he said,
I am your God. You see what he said?
Make I go to my God and your God.
I go to my father and your father.
He said, make I go to my papa and your papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So God has created us.
So God don't create me.
To be sons
for me to be
God.
In boy picking them.
And as sons of God.
And as God in boy picking them.
We will relate to God as our Father and as our God.
We go relate to God as our Papa.
And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2.
The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2.
The Bible says that the head of every man is Christ.
You see, all man in age are Christ.
And the head of every woman is what? The man.
And the all woman the age now the man.
And at the head of Christ is what? God.
And Christ in head na God.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 that Jesus is the head of His body, which is the church.
Ephesians chapter 1 says Jesus na in at the head of His body.
So do you get it?
You understand?
You have God the Father.
We get God in the Papa.
They have Christ.
Then you get Christ.
And in Christ you have the head of Christ and the body of Christ.
You get the head from Christ and you get the body from Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And in Romans chapter 8 it says we are joint heirs with Christ.
And now Romans it talks in we are part of in Christ and we receive the same thing from God.
Amen.
Amen.
So there is no place where the Bible tells you that you are a God.
So place not the way the Bible talks to you now.
Well, the two or three places where it mentioned it say you are gods.
So place the way it talks say you are God.
You in Psalm 82.
Psalm 82.
and in Genesis chapter 3.
And in Genesis chapter 3.
And in John chapter 8.
And John chapter 8.
Now, in Genesis chapter 3, you know where the problem started.
Genesis chapter 3, you should the problem started, no, so?
Who was the one in Genesis chapter 3?
I would have the one within Genesis chapter 3.
What was happening with Eve?
What did you mean about Eve?
Who said what? Is it not the devil say you are God?
Yes.
And the devil first can't talk say.
Is it not?
You are God.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's the devil that say you are God.
And the devil don't talk say you are God.
And that you can be as God.
And you go be a God.
God will not be ahead.
God not go be you aid.
It's called rebellion.
That's not rebellion. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Rebel and business. Rebel business is witchcraft.
A rebel business, witchcraft.
Witchcraft means alternative government, the way of the alternative way of ruling over the soul of man. That is witchcraft.
Witchcraft means say for fair other way for rule over person in
so in soul. Even you as a man, do you know that you can manipulate other people? You want them to go left here, but you push them to go like this. You are practicing witchcraft. You are manipulating people.
You can manipulate people. You offer them for good, so but you didn't make sure you appreciate them for good.
You want the man to give you money.
You offer the man for give you money.
But you won't come and tell me, give me money.
You know, but tell us straight.
You know what I say? See, in fact, this salon self, I don't know. Salon is.
This salon self, I don't know. Salon.
You know? So by the time you finish.
No job anywhere.
My man picking never say anything to job.
This
1 week now, man picking never say anything.
1 week now, but this man not see nothing for it.
But you are not telling him to give you money.
Yes, you are to give him money.
But you are manipulating him.
But you are manipulating him.
You are telling him he's a wicked man for not giving you money. He's devil business.
And devil business, Andy.
Amen.
Amen.
He's not caring for me.
See, you don't care for me.
He get money, I don't get money. You don't even they care
money,
whether
I get money.
That, well, if I eat or not.
You don't want to know if I eat or I don't eat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what the devil was doing to Eve.
And that's it. The devil will be doing to Eve.
And he has not changed.
And the devil will not still change.
And we should not walk in that way.
And we will not walk like that.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have not eaten, say, brother. If today I'm not eating. Please, can you give me some food to eat?
Will you give me chop for it?
That is righteousness.
That is not righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't dance around. Just to, and you won't say anything.
And you don't talk. You don't.
Hallelujah. Bible says, "Let your yea be yea."
Bible says,
"And let your no be no."
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so the Bible says that there is one Yahweh.
Bible say that one
Yahweh is the name of God.
Yahweh na God in name.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is Yahweh.
The Lord na Yahweh.
In fact, the Hebrew says Elohim Yahweh.
In fact, what the Hebrew say? He say Elohim Yahweh.
And in Hebrew, Elohim means a chief.
Now, Hebrew,
a
Elohim,
big man.
Elohim.
Senior boy, chief. Senior man.
Senior man.
That's Elohim.
Now that's the Elohim.
Amen.
Amen.
And in some places they also interpret Elohim as God. Small G O D.
They interpret Elohim.
Amen.
Small G.
So when he says you are Elohim, it just means that you are a big one.
When you talk, when
because
you are
created in the nature of God. So you are God has created you to be a prince and have dominion in the earth.
And when you say you are created for big like God, it means say God don't make you.
So he's not telling you that you are now a God. There. Hallelujah.
He don't tell you now. We
amen.
Are God now.
So God is Elohim Yahweh.
God na Elohim Yahweh.
In the Hebrew language, man is also Elohim.
Now, Hebrew language.
Do you understand it?
Man is than Elohim.
So Elohim is referring to men.
So Elohim, that's where you talk about man.
You can also use it for God himself.
You use the same one for God
himself. But there is only one Yahweh.
But now one Yahweh.
And
one.
God is Elohim Yahweh. Only him.
God na.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. So he says that God is the head of Christ.
So he says God na inner Christ in him.
In fact, 1 Corinthians says that when he must have overcome the enemy, what will he do? He will submit the kingdom to God.
He said, when
he amen.
Enemy,
hallelujah.
He got the kingdom.
Amen.
So amen. God has called us to be sons of God.
God don't call we for make we be in boy picking.
If we are sons of God,
if we have God in boy picking them,
it means that we are no longer from the world.
It means we not belong to the world anymore.
He says, he told Abraham, come out from your country.
He tell Abraham, say, come on, your country.
Because he's taking you into a new country.
Because
he
carry you go to a new
country. Amen. And that country is Zion.
And that country they in Zion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know that when you are, when immediately the blood of Jesus comes upon your soul,
you know, say as the blood, Jesus in blood, kind of your soul.
Your soul enters a place called Zion in the spirit.
Your soul, it go inside one place where they call Zion.
Just like your body comes into this room, that's how your soul dwells in locations.
Just let
in the spirit.
Can inside your soul.
Amen.
Your soul, it go in a place that the spirit.
In fact, that's the next thing we'll talk about. So I won't go too much
and
into
that's
it.
And we can talk about, but I don't think I can go.
Amen. So the soul becomes part of the heaven of God.
So that soul, it will become part of God in heaven.
It's part of the kingdom of God.
It turn to part of God in kingdom.
So even though you are in Salon,
so even though you dey in Salon,
you are not from Salon.
Not to Salon, you come out.
Amen. You are dwelling in Salon.
It means that you live in Salon no more.
As a son of God.
So you live like God in boy.
And because you are a son of God,
because you have God in boy became,
you are a stranger.
You are a stranger.
You are a pilgrim.
You are a person who just,
you're just passing through.
You just a pass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus said, I'm not praying that you should take them out of the world.
Jesus said, I'm not praying for making fool of
so the people who are talking about rapture, they are wasting their time.
So then people are talking about rapture.
Jesus, he said, I'm not praying that you should take them out of the world.
Jesus said, I'm not praying you take them out, come on, of this world.
But the people of the church, they are saying God wants to carry you out of the world. It's not true.
Said,
Jesus, he said, prayed in John 17, say, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world.
And now they pray for me to take them corona.
But that when they are in the world, you will deliver them from the evil of Salon. Amen. So, as a son of God,
as God in boy,
you must overcome the spirit that was in Salon people.
You therefore overcome that spirit when you walk inside Salon.
So if you are submitting to that spirit, you cannot be a son of God.
If you surrender to that spirit, you know God in boy.
He said, when it's time to marry,
when time come for marriage,
so,
you say, hey,
let's go to our people.
Let me go to the people there.
You send for your uncle.
You go send for your uncle in the village.
My daughter wants to marry you.
See, me picking up for marriage.
Me, I don't want trouble. Though. Come and show me what to do.
Me, I don't want trouble. Can't show me what to do.
You are not a son of God.
You know to God in boy picking.
Amen.
Amen.
A son of God will go to God.
God in boy picking, they go to God.
And you will hear from God.
And you go hear everything God say.
And you follow the Bible. Amen. That's how to be the son of God.
That shows you not God.
When it comes to taking care of your family,
when you have God for God, take care of
you will not behave like Salon people.
You know what begin for behave like how Salomon they behave.
Salomon, you drop. Is it not? You drop.
Salomon,
you drop.
They drop.
Picking. Say, I don't drop for that man. One, I go draw for the Nigerian man. Another one.
I don't give them a one picking.
Since I meet the man, if I don't bless, I don't give him three.
Is it the devil? Since I meet the man, I don't bless the man. I don't give three picking.
That is Salon business.
That is Salon business.
A small child.
Small,
he's carrying three children.
Small begin.
He's carrying small three begin. So who is taking care of who? Small begin is taking care of three small begin.
Small begin is taking care of three begin.
That is Salon business.
That is Salon business.
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot be a son of God like that.
You're not going to be God in boy begin.
A son of God, it means that you will overcome.
It means that you go overcome.
Then when it is, when you are, it's the Bible says, shall a man and a woman, not picking and picking.
Bible say,
do you understand?
Yeah. So man and woman, you also say picking and picking.
A man will take a woman, and they will be joined together by the church.
By the church.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. That's how to be a son of God.
Now so you get for big body.
And God must have sons of God in Salon.
So God forget
young women and young women who will not drop.
Amen.
Young man and young woman, they will not go.
Say amen.
Amen.
The amen is not strong.
Amen.
I'm not hearing the young people. The old people are shouting. Let the young people shout. Let the, amen. No dropping.
Amen. No, just born like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will become a man.
Amen.
A man under God.
You have to be man under God.
A woman under God.
You have to be woman under
then
God.
Then when it is time.
So this, when the time reach.
You will come together.
You will,
and you will form a home under God.
We will make home.
That's how to be sons of God.
And so we have to be God the boy begin.
And you can do it.
You
that's what God is calling you.
And then the God is called.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so God has determined that we should be sons of God.
God don't determine, say, we.
Whether you are in Sierra Leone or you are in Nigeria or in America, you must overcome the spirit.
You get for able for overcome that spirit and be.
So when people see you, they won't see Nigeria, they will say, son of God.
So when people they see you, they're not going to see Nigeria and business for you, they will say,
hallelujah. When they see you, they should see America, they should see.
When they see you, they're not going to see America for you, they will see God in boy people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so. We have a calling to be sons of God.
So we get called for me to be.
And I'm very proud to be a son of God.
And me, I'm glad. In fact, I'm proud for being God.
And if you are a son of God,
if you are God, in boy,
then you are my brother.
Then you are my brother.
So when you meet me, you are meeting me as a brother.
So as you meet me, you meet me like your brother.
Not as a senior man.
Not to like senior posse.
Reverend.
Or Reverend.
Pastor.
Pastor.
Bishop.
Bishop.
Malagad.
Malagad. Man of God. Okay. Man of God.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you bring that means son of God is low.
Sorry.
Yes.
When you come and introduce yourself as a man of God,
yes. What you can,
it means that son of God is nothing.
God. It means it's son of God low.
You have rejected it.
It means you don't reject him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the greatest calling is to be a son of God. Joint heir with Jesus Christ.
For make will be God in boy picking.
A citizen of Zion.
Yes.
Paul said, I'm a citizen of no mean country. Is it not so?
Also, mean to citizen of any other country.
No, not any other, of a small country. I say I'm from Tarsus, a big city. That's what Paul said. Paul was telling them that he's from a big city called Tarsus, a citizen of no mean country.
Now, one big city where they call Tarsus.
But we are from Zion.
But we, that Zion will come on.
We are a citizen of a glorious country. Amen.
We are citizen
Hallelujah.
Of this glorious country.
So in the spirit, we should begin to operate as such.
So we get for me for operate like Daniel and the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm going to move forward.
So are you going to move forward?
But there's an important aspect about this sonship that
I need to important talk. Thing about this sonship here, so this God in both speaking.
Now is that there are certain things that that show that you are a son, apart from the ones we've spoken of.
Something and they will show say you and God in boy picking, apart from the one they will
and come. That characteristic is the ability to overcome darkness.
And that secret that power they for overcome darkness.
That's how you show that you have grown and you are matured.
Now that way they show say you don't grow.
If you are still submitted to darkness, that means that you have not really come to maturity.
If you live in darkness business, it means you have not mature it.
And how you know a son of God?
And how you know God in boy begin?
Is that in his soul?
That's inside his soul.
He's able to have dominion.
He able to get, he get power.
So let's just read two scriptures, then we'll move forward. Proverbs 16.
Then we'll move forward.
16:32 and then Proverbs 25:28.
Proverbs 16:32 and Proverbs 25:28.
Amen. Is it there? Are you getting it for us? 16:32. Good. It says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty."
See, the one way slow for vex is better pass He puts away foreigners mighty.
And he that ruleth his spirit than he that takes a city.
The one way they rule in your spirit, it better pass the one way they take over one whole city.
That's how you know a son of God.
That's how you know who has God is
for. You know, when I can't control my emotion.
When I'm able for control me,
I can't control my desire.
I'm able for control me.
You know, everything is just like that.
All
amen.
Like that.
It shows I'm still not a son, fully grown son.
Me, I still not.
Amen.
Amen.
When my soul still has dominion,
when me soul,
he can do anyhow.
Power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now let's look at the next scripture, 25:28.
You want to look the other scripture, Proverbs 25:28.
It says, he that has no rule over his own spirit.
The one will not get rule over your own.
It's what? It's like a city.
It's like one city
that is broken down.
We don't destroy.
No wall.
You don't get wall at all.
You know, so it's like Adam.
It's like Adam.
You couldn't have control.
You never get control.
Amen.
Amen.
So to have control, you must have strength in the inward man.
You can forget strength inside, in the inside man.
Yeah. Paul was praying that God might strengthen us with might.
Paul being the praise
in the inward man.
Make a good strength with might inside the inward man. Inside man.
That's how you know a son of God.
So you
know strength.
God in boy speaking.
Inwardly. Strength. Amen.
Inside.
Now, how do you get strength naturally?
How do you get strength inside?
Beans. Beans.
Beans.
Rice.
Beans.
Rice.
Right. Rice.
Chicken.
Chicken.
What's the other one? Egg.
Egg.
Fufu.
Fufu.
There was that soup from what is that? What's that? No, cassava soup. Cream.
Cream.
Me, I like the cream.
I like
cream. When you eat cream, eat fufu.
Eat
food. Morning, afternoon, night.
Morning, afternoon,
and night. You can't. You touch this, it go fly.
You touch this, it fly.
You get power.
Because you get power.
You know, also.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In the spirit.
Not the spirit.
You need crane in the spirit.
You need
for that
crane in the spirit.
Morning, afternoon, night.
Morning, no. Afternoon or next.
The Bible says, resist the devil.
He says, not grieve for the devil.
And he will run away.
And he will run away.
Grieve for the devil.
But if you don't eat cray in the spirit.
Well, if you don't eat cray at the
devil,
spirit.
The
devil will
just. You just fall. The devil has to come here. They just do.
You just
blow.
Yeah,
you are finished.
Yeah, you don't know.
Because this, there is no strength.
You got strength. Not.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you decide to strengthen your body.
You self decide for make.
That's how you must decide also to strengthen your inward man.
And so you go for make you.
You want to say that my soul is hungry and thirsty, isn't it also? The soul can be hungry and thirsty, empty.
You say my soul angry and thirsty.
I must eat food.
Because it means you're empty.
So when the soul is hungry, it must eat food.
When is soul angry? If it
the Bible says, to the hungry soul, everything is sweet.
So
even the one that is bitter is sweet.
You
know what that means?
Anything sweet.
Any kind of junk. Any kind of junk you eat. Because
when soul angry,
your soul needs energy, needs life. You need you need excitement.
You know, you need life. You need
when you are depressed, you want excitement. You gotta watch video, you watch this, you watch it. You're looking for energy. Hallelujah.
You want for good.
Amen. And it shows that
you look for something that make you feel good.
It's like Amana, our small friend. Amen.
Small Paddy Amana.
Paddy Amana doesn't know anyone. Just anything goes from the mouth.
I don't know anyone. Anything you put in mouth.
It shows that we are children.
It means you win a picking.
Good one enter. Bad one enter.
Good one,
everything mixed.
Bad one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that when we are strong,
I would say when
we reject the devil.
He said we go not good, no green.
And we will choose that which is good. Hallelujah.
We will choose the way good.
That's how you know the Son of God.
And so you will know God in body.
He is strong in the inward man.
Strong inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone wants you to be angry.
Somebody wants to make you vex.
But whoever was saying, say no, say my friend, just wait. Say my soul, wait. Calm down.
But you have just said, my soul, wait.
David says, my soul, wait on the Lord.
My soul, wait for God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says, he that believeth will not make haste.
That would say, the one way believe, in not a rush.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those are the signs of sons of God.
Now, that one day,
hallelujah. You wait on God. You are waiting to hear what God will say to you.
So, wait.
They say, Saul, wait. That 7 day, in fact, a few minutes to the time.
He said, Saul, wait. For 7 days, and that 7 days.
Hallelujah.
He will not.
But David said, my soul, wait on the Lord.
David said, my soul, they wait for God.
He says, should I go? Should I go to war? Should I stay?
I for go for or I for stay.
You understand? He was waiting on God, looking for direction.
If you wait for me, God, you get direction.
A son of God, when you have a problem,
God in body came. When you get,
that's the time to hear from God.
Now that 10 days for you,
go to God. Say, God, tell me what to do.
Say, God, tell me what to do.
Give me a word.
Give me what?
And God will speak to you.
And God will talk to you.
Do you know why?
You know what
he said, my sheep. Yeah, my God.
They say me sheep, then they hear me voice.
But why you are hollering is that you are not, maybe you are not a sheep. Yeah.
When you wait for hollering, so tell you not a sheep.
He said, this God, if I wait for this brother Hubert God, you better not come. I better start doing something.
If not, start for do something.
Solomon will just perish. Hallelujah.
But
if you are a son of God, you know that my sheep. Yeah, my boy.
He will not say the Bible says
he will speak to you. Hallelujah.
He hear me voice and he go talk.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. But so let's go to the next one.
Let we go to the next one.
Is that God has called us to be His dwelling place?
God don't call we for make we be in the place where they live. Make be in place where they live.
And I was telling you.
I mean, tell you, say
that the soul dwells in the spirit.
Now it will live in the spirit.
Just like the body dwells just in the natural earth.
Body, then at this world, yes.
If you understand that,
if you understand that one day,
the devil cannot do you nothing again.
The devil will not be able to do you anything again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because even though you are walking on the earth,
because even though you are walking on the
spirit, you are active in the spirit.
You also did.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Now, let's look at some scriptures.
Let me look some scripture then.
John chapter 2, the Bible says Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees.
The Bible says Jesus really talked to the Pharisees there.
And he told them,
see,
destroy this house.
You see, on a poor social.
And in 3 days.
And inside 3 days,
I will raise it up.
I'll go build them back.
Amen.
Amen.
And in verse, I think verse 21, John 2:21, he says, that he was speaking of the temple of his body.
And now John 2:21, I think.
Yes.
Even he talk, but in body.
But he was speaking of the temple.
You see, but even he talk, but that temple
of his body.
His own body.
So what is he telling us?
So what did he tell me?
That man is a dwelling place.
It means a man, we in a place for live.
All right. Now there's another scripture also.
Others,
I can't remember that one. It says that when an evil spirit has gone out of a man.
You see, when evil spirit on bad spirit on left one person.
And you see, it goes around, walking around dry places.
It is gone and then dry places.
And if it doesn't find food.
If you never find chop.
Say, let me go back to my house.
You see, make I go back to the Osha command.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll see another example.
You see all the examples.
There was another man called he was living in the graves.
One other man, even there, and the grave that he really
was a wild man dwelling in tombs.
Even there, he just did and
the Bible said that many devils were cast out of him.
He said, "Beaucoup devils are in him."
Hallelujah. The Bible tells us of Mary Magdalene, isn't it?
The Bible tells you about Mary Magdalene.
Say, out of whom you were, that seven devils were cast out.
We get seven devils in Israel.
Hallelujah. So the Bible is telling you.
So the Bible they tell you, say,
that man is a realm in which spirits dwell.
They tell you, say, man, now tie away spirit and they live.
Just like you have Salon, it's a land. People dwell in it.
Just like when you get Salon, the land.
And your soul is a realm of the spirit, and spirits dwell in it.
So your soul is in a place that is spirit, and spirit that it is the.
So Bible says God is a spirit.
The Bible says God is a spirit.
Is not? And they that worship him what? In spirit.
And the one day when they worship him, then they worship him in a spirit.
The devil is also a spirit.
The devil is a spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
So he too wants to dwell in man.
He said, "Powerful can live inside man."
In fact, he says, "Man is my house."
In fact, he talks in man and host.
And he's not going to go.
And he said, "In the book."
That's what he was saying in Ezekiel 14.
Now that name he talked about that, Ezekiel chapter.
And you also see it in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28.
The devil says, "I will dwell in Zion."
He said, "Me, I go live in Zion,
and I will be like God."
He said, "I will be like God."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil wants to be like God.
The devil wants to be like God.
How else can he be like God if not to dwell in
how
man?
He go for be like God if not to make you.
So the devil wants to dwell in me.
So the way I'm for living like God and for dwell inside me.
And as a matter of fact, when we are born.
When we're born,
because we are born in sin.
Because we born inside sin.
There are certain spirits that are transferred from our family line into
so
us.
So spirit and day we transfer from we papa grandpa them.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's give you an example. When the children of Israel went to the promised land.
When the children of Israel go, it's an example. When the children of Israel go
there. The Bible says that there were giants in the land.
It says giants them in that place there.
But that those giants, in fact, were overcome by another set of people.
Then giants and some few other people let me not overcome this.
Bible said that the Moabites overcame some giants that were living in the land.
See the people that have been going on Moab, they we overcome some giants that will be dead in the land.
And God will now tell the children of Israel to now overcome them.
And God,
do you understand?
The children of Israel again for me to overcome the same giant and they.
When you are born, there are some spirits already that are working, operating.
When you are born, some spirits are already done the work and then
and as we begin to grow up, there are some other spirits that we ourselves submit ourselves to.
And as
we open ourselves up.
We self will go surrender to other spirits.
So,
open
so it will increase. Amen.
Speed and the Boku.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as we begin to open our hearts to God.
As we begin to open our hearts to God.
We begin to drive out those spirits.
We begin to drive those spirits.
Now, God told the children of Israel.
God tell
them. You must drive out these spirits.
God tell them.
You must drive out these inhabitants of the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They say you will do it little by little.
That's small, small. Little.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how we overcome.
And so we do overcome.
And that's why God is telling you, you must overcome in your situation.
Now, may God tell you, say, inside your situation, you for overcome.
Whatever condition you find yourself,
any
you must overcome.
You find yourself, you for overcome.
Because there are spiritual operations that have brought you into that situation.
Because things that don't happen as spirit, we don't bring you into that situation.
And nobody can overcome for you.
And nobody not able to overcome for you.
You must overcome
you
by yourself.
Yeah. Overcome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we from Nigeria cannot come and overcome for you.
We in Nigeria not able to overcome for you.
America cannot come and overcome
America
for you.
Overcome.
America needs to overcome itself.
America get to overcome.
We from Nigeria must overcome the Nigerian spirit.
Nigeria
you, that Salon man, you must overcome the
you
spirit.
Overcome
that are in your father's house. All the women in your father's house, none there for him. All of them that drop.
All the women in your father's house, they all drop out.
So it means that you must overcome.
It means that you get to overcome.
Everybody, poverty everywhere.
All man, okay, eh? All
no job, nothing. No
job, nothing. That's it.
It means that you must overcome.
It means that you have to overcome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you know that there are spirits.
You know, say spirit and being.
And you will say, oh, well, since it's a spirit, it's not me.
So, you just say, hey, if
your hand is there.
Your hand is
there. Half for do. That's what Prabhupada was saying. Half for do.
He said that's half for do.
That's not like half for do.
That's not like half for do.
God told them, say, go and drive out the Amorites and take the land.
Go and go and go drive the Amorites.
I have given you their land.
See, I don't give now the land.
In fact, it is now in the land of your possession. And just
now,
you understand?
Now, go get the land.
Your soul is the land of your possession.
So you soul now the place where God don't give you.
All those devil wild spirits within my soul, I must drive them out.
All them wild spirits inside my soul, I for drive them out.
And the Bible says, the big ones, they cannot go out but by prayer and
you fast. See some big one indeed, they're not able to go past by prayer.
So they need more light and energy.
They need more light and strength.
When you come together in fellowship as the word of God is coming, the word is driving the spirit.
That fellowship
breaking their power, bringing deliverance. At the end of the meeting, you feel light.
As he meets God,
because the load has been removed.
Because that load they don't come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why you won't stay at home. Say, I'm staying at home. I'm praying.
Let me make you know just for prayer. I know someone say,
you better wear your trousers or skirt and enter the room.
You better wear your clothes for me. Come meeting.
Amen.
Amen.
Because say one will chase 1,000, two will do what? 10,000.
One 1,000, no more go hallelujah. Chase. But two go chase 10,000.
And when you come together, the ministry of the word.
And when you come together, as we come together,
will address
that word where they come.
The situations in your life.
Address their situation in your life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so man is created to be God's dwelling place.
So man, God make up for the place where you go live.
And he said, build me a sanctuary that I may do what? Dwell.
A place for me, so I will come for leave.
Sanctuary is not on the board, though.
Sanctuary, not missing that. Waiting in the
sanctuary is sitting down in front of the chair. You are the sanctuary of God.
Now you now God is sanctuary.
So you prepare your soul.
So prepare your soul, ready your soul.
I will not get angry.
And see,
I will not. I will not be bitter.
I know we'll get bitterness.
My uncle has taken my father's land. That is his own. Let him carry.
Uncle don't take me papa in house.
Make him carry go.
Carry go.
Jesus, I look to you. Have blessed on your soul. Amen.
Amen.
So because I want to prepare my soul as a dwelling place.
Make my soul ready.
Hallelujah. Do you understand?
Amen.
So tabernacle is not on the board.
Yes, sir.
Tabernacle, not to the world.
Tabernacle is sitting down.
Tabernacle, that is your soul.
He said, build me a sanctuary that I may
dwell. Sanctuary, that place where I can live.
So the Bible says, if any man has my word and obeys my word, I will come to him and dwell.
Yeah.
That's the tabernacle now.
Hear me word. And
amen.
I do what you say. I they come and can live with you.
And you know, when God comes, he comes as light.
When God becomes, he comes like
and the light increases.
And the light in the beginning.
See, the path of the just is like a shining light.
That road where the just pass, you see, and like the light will shine.
Brighter and brighter.
And they shine more and more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so our inheritance.
So the thing that we will get inside
is to be part of this dwelling place of God.
Make we be that part of that place where God can live.
And the Bible tells us in the book of Peter that God is building us as his dwelling place.
The Bible tells us in Peter, say God, they be with
a habitation of God in the Spirit. A habitation of God in the Spirit.
Place where God get for live by the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right, so we're moving to the next one.
So they can move to go to the other one.
Now the Bible tells us also that that Christ is the source of our life.
The Bible tell we say Christ na from man we get life.
Yes.
And it's very, very, very important. And life, the matter of life. Even though we've touched on it also as we are talking.
We don't touch them as we talk.
But at least it's good for you to know that that's one major inheritance that we have.
Good for make we know say now one big thing, Andy.
And it's called bread.
Sorry.
It's called bread.
And he call them bread.
And somebody says, bread is good business.
Somebody say bread are good business.
If you start to bake bread in Laka, you make money. Laka, yeah. Because make money. Every morning somebody must buy bread.
Every morning somebody must buy bread.
Yes. Good. In the spirit also, bread is so essential.
Now the spirit, bread is very, very important.
The soul must have bread, must have energy.
The soul, you get forget bread. Get
but Jesus said, I am the living bread.
Jesus said, me, that bread where they live.
The Bible says that Jesus says, the bread of God is he that comes from heaven.
Jesus said, I'm God in bread, now the one way come on heaven.
In other words, God uses men, uses Christ, uses the body of Christ to strengthen you and give you life.
So what in God do? He used people then and the body of Christ for make it you drink and for give you life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now in the wilderness they had bread and it was the manna, is it not?
Now the desert they may get bread and that bread they may call a manna also. Yeah.
And that manna followed them 40 days, 40 yeah. years and 40 it was 40 years.
And that manna they followed them for 40 years.
But you know what?
You know what?
One day the manna stopped.
One day, the man I stop. Yeah.
What does that mean? What's God saying?
What is God saying?
You know, when you are a small pequin,
when you are a baby,
God will make sure you have manna.
God will make sure say you get.
Whether you walk or you know walk or.
If you walk, manna you don't walk, manna you can.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you enter the promised land.
But when you go inside that promised land,
manna ceases. So how would you have bread?
How you forget bread?
If you drive away the Amorite.
If you drive away Amorite,
you take their bread.
You take their bread.
In other words, as you overcome.
So what I mean, as you do overcome, so
you have energy.
You get strength.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The Bible says, blessed is the man that endured temptation.
God say the man the beer when he get temptation, he get blessing.
When he overcomes.
When he overcome.
What does God do? God will come and encourage him, give him a crown of life,
God
give him more strength.
He encourages again a crown of life.
When Jesus was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, isn't it?
When Jesus tempted
in the wilderness.
At the wilderness.
The angels were watching.
The angel let me watch.
Heaven was watching.
One of heaven me watch.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said that when he overcame the devil.
He said when he overcome the devil.
Heaven was very happy.
When he overcome the devil.
And the Bible said that the angels of God came and ministered to him.
And he said the angel then come. Then
hallelujah. When we overcome.
When we overcome.
God will come and minister to us.
God will come for
you. Give us more strength to overcome.
More strength for overcome.
Amen.
And we need to pray that God will help us. When we are tempted, we can push.
So that when
as Brahuba was telling us, we need to push. Because in pushing, we will overcome.
We will overcome.
And then God will give us more strength.
And God will give us
more bread. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If we don't overcome, the devil gets strength.
If we don't overcome, the devil will then get strength.
And he becomes stronger.
And it is strong.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see in this Laka area.
Now, like, you see Laka?
Everybody, all man, submitting to my mother water spirit.
All man is they surrender to my mother water spirit.
Drop business. So the spirit is strong.
So the spirit is strong.
Simple.
Amen.
Amen. But when you start resisting the spirit,
when you start not for allow the spirit,
it will run.
It will run.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you become strong.
And you go.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
If everybody is submitted to the spirit, it becomes strong.
If all man just agree for that.
But if you rise,
but if you gap.
And you begin to contend with that spirit. The power of that spirit will be broken.
That spirit in power will be broken.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is spiritual warfare.
That one is spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Amen.
survival of the fittest.
So the one who is strong, now they survive.
The one that is strong takes the food from the other person.
The one who is strong, now they take the chop.
If you overcome, you take devil's food.
So if you overcome the devil, you take
because
the chop.
The devil say we are his food.
Because the devil talks say we are
his food. That means the devil is also our own food. You don't so, you understand?
The devil said,
amen. If you overcome him, we'll be stronger.
So if we overcome him, we go strong person.
But if he overcomes us, we'll become weaker.
If he
hallelujah.
Weak.
Amen. So Christ is our bread.
So Christ. Now in and we breathe.
And the last thing I want to say before I go on is that
the one last thing I want to say,
Christ is inside you.
Amen. Christ is there inside you.
Amen.
You don't need to pay money to receive the energy from Christ.
You don't need to pay money for get that strength.
Hallelujah. So it's for you to learn how to receive strength
for make you
from Christ that dwells in you.
From the Christ with the inside you,
and you do that by walking with God.
And how you do that in a way you walk with God.
As you walk with God, you will learn how to draw life, how to draw strength.
You learn how to draw strength spirits. And life from the Spirit.
Amen.
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 If you have a pastor,
if you get pastor,
you will never draw strength.
You don't go over for draw strength
because any small thing, pastor.
Because any small thing, run.
Any small thing, pastor.
Hey, you want to run, pastor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know you can have pastor here?
You don't say it's possible to make a pastor that way.
Is it possible to have pastor here?
It's possible to make a pastor here.
Say it's not possible.
Is it not possible?
Very, very possible.
It's possible.
Let me go and see what they're saying.
Make a go see what
they're saying. You just leave your house, carry yourself, come and stay. You're a pastor.
Make a go see what they're saying.
Amen.
You just left your house, you carry yourself. A pastor, yes.
But if you prepare yourself,
but if you ready, you say.
I said, as I'm going to me, I have something to give.
See, as I go,
I want to encourage the brethren.
I get something for give. I
will pray for fellowship. Pray for the brethren. Pray for one another. Amen. I'm giving life.
He said, they give life.
When you come, you'll be giving life. Remember what we said about the temperature.
You remember what we talk about that machine where they take
temperature. It's not only when you are reading Bible that you are giving life.
Not to, only when the term when you read Bible and tell
you. If you have strength, as you are sitting down, the life will be flowing out of you.
When you sit down, life will come up, they flow from you.
But do you know that even when you are in your house, you'll be giving life to other people in their houses?
You know, so if you didn't know,
because we are one body, we are joined, we are one bread. Amen. The Bible says we are one bread.
Hallelujah.
That is what we need to know.
Now, that day we need for service.
Fellowship is not only when we come to this house.
Fellowship
is
not only when we can have so.
Even when we dismiss, we are still in fellowship.
We
are still giving life to one another.
We still give strength to one another.
And we pray. That's why when somebody comes to your mind, you pray for the person.
And when person can have your mind, you pray for the person.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the devil brings wrong thoughts, you knock it off and pray for the person.
When the devil brings some bad thinking in your mind, you
should
pray for the person.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The time is going on.
Time to go.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the sixth one.
The number six one.
Is that God has called us to be ministers of light, life-giving
God,
spirits.
He don't call we for make we be people the way they give light.
And who they give life.
And where they give life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, let your light so shine.
The Bible says, make you light. May it shine till
you are light.
You not light.
Look at this bulb now.
Look this bulb now right now.
The Bible says, hey. Make her shine. Make her shine.
Make her shine.
Is that what he's saying?
That's what the Bible says.
It is shining.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says you are the light.
The Bible says you
only are shining.
Light. You
the
shine.
He says, arise.
He says,
shine.
Gap and shine.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it means that there's a strength that we have.
It means we get strength.
And let that strength flow.
And make that strength be. May it flow.
Let it flow in our houses.
Make it flow in our houses.
And one way is the family altar, a place to pray.
And one way that they keep
together.
Now we
with your family.
Pray with your family in our house.
That is where it starts.
In a day,
and then before you can pray with your family, you yourself, you must have a time of prayer too.
Before you pray with your family, you self you should forget your own time for prayer.
The scripture in your people, in those days, they call it quiet time.
Then people in a scripture, you know, what do they call it? They call it
a time between you and God.
That time, the when are you and God no more?
It's the strength you get from there that you bring to your family.
Now that strength, the way you get the that you bring and
carry. Then you carry it and bring it to fellowship.
And you take that strength back.
You take that same strength when you go to your office. You bring light.
That same strength, the way you go to your office, you
get light. If you are in the office, there will be light.
So if you don't know your office, light.
Whether you like it or not, they have a life.
You let come or you don't let come.
Anything you touch will prosper.
You touch, it will grow before.
The Bible says it's like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
He said, plant near water side.
What does he say? Say it will grow.
He said it will grow.
In all the seasons, it will bring life.
All the seasons, it will bear fruit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says righteousness brings life.
The Bible says righteousness, it will bring life.
If a man says he's a righteous man,
if somebody talks in a righteous person
and he's not fruitful,